Akwaaba, Ekaabo, Jambo, and hello, Bankless Africa.
It's the end of another week, which means it's time for Sats and Gwei, where we give you weekly updates on crypto and Web3 headlines about the African continent. I am Miss Purple.
And I am Neki.
Your favorite decentralized reporters for the week.
The markets seem to be looking pretty good with a significant improvements across board. We have Bitcoin currently at $24,507, up from $22,857.47 last week. Ethereum currently sits at $1,725.83, up from $1,584.6 last week. Solana currently sits at $46.01, up from $41.41 last week. Optimism seems to be doing the absolute most, currently sitting at $1.77, up from $0.8935 last week. The Binance coin currently sits at $296.35, up from $268.25. And the Bank token has remained relatively stable, currently sitting at $0.01843, down from $0.1846 last week.
Moving on to our national currencies, we're going to start off with the Ghanaian cedi, which is down from 8.15 last week to 7.85 cedi to the dollar this week. The Nigerian naira is up from 414.72 to 415.87 naira to the dollar. The Lesotho luti is constant at 15.84 luti to the dollar. However, in comparison, the South African rand is down from 16.84 last week to 16.46 rand to the dollar this week. The Kenyan shilling sits at 118.95 shilling to the dollar from 118.75 last week. And last but certainly never least, the Central African CFA franc sits at 641.46 franc to the dollar, down from 645.35 last week. And with that, we're going to move into giving you some updates from last week's headlines, just to keep you abreast with what has been going on across the continent every week. We're going to start off with the Central African Republic, where it was said that the sale of 210 million Sango crypto tokens was set to commence in late July.
And the Nigerian Central Bank Governor, Godwin Emefiele, said that fintechs and cryptos are gradually changing the way financial systems function.
The LBank CEO, Alan Wei, says that Africa can create an inclusive society with the blockchain.
And a study has shown that Bitcoin adoption remains on the rise in emerging markets.
Ghana is listed among the top 10 African countries with the most cryptocurrency holders.
Nigeria leads Africa in regulating digital asset space, according to the securities regulator.
A South African blockchain startup, Moomint, turns $1.2 million worth of 1800s Krugerrands gold coins into fractionalized NFTs.
Binance partners Edubox Global to take blockchain education to northern Nigeria.
Africans turn to crypto as charity funding continues to dwindle. And that brings us to the end of last week's headline updates. We're going to move on to our news for this current week. Cardano plans to attract hundreds and millions of Africans into crypto using Adaverse.
Interesting headline. Cardano's African campaign continues to gain strength. Now, with Adaverse, Cardano's ecosystem accelerator, they are showing that they are truly serious about investing in Africa. Adaverse, which aims to solely support African crypto startups, participated in the seed funding round for AfriGuild, an African Blockchain Gaming Guild, and Decentralized Autonomous Organization, or what we would normally call DAOs. Now, with the blockchain's parent firm, IOHK, partnering with the Ethiopian Ministry of Education just over a year ago, Cardano is showing their intentions to indeed grow their scale of operations across the African continent. Really interesting. First, we had Binance and FTX and Celo, now Cardano. Love to see where this is going, all of this. Moving on to the next headline, the Bank of Central African States to introduce common digital currency.
According to a report by Bloomberg on Friday, the Central African States, encouraged by their board, might launch a bank computerized cash system in the near future. The bank, which supports Cameroon, the Central African Republic, Chad, Equatorial Guinea, Gabon, and the Republic of Congo, plans to modernize installment structures, advancing provincial monetary incorporation in the process. As the Nigerian bank CEO or the head of the bank said that financial systems are going to have to change because of crypto. Whether you like it or not, whether you're for it or against it, some way or another, you are going to have to adjust how you do finances, how you deal and handle money. And I'm really, truly hoping that it is a change for the better, and it is a positive change and not so much as negative a change as some people assume it will be. Moving on to our next headline, the Nigeria SEC says that they have the best Bitcoin regulations in Africa.
Now, Nigeria prides itself as a leader in the regulation of digital assets across Africa. This acclaim was again made by Mr. Dayo Obison, head of the Securities and Exchange Commission, which is the country's financial services regulatory body. The commission, in conjunction with the Central Bank of Nigeria, the CBN, has developed a stream of policies and regulations that are aimed at making the digital asset space safer for current players and also for potential investors, while also citing that Nigeria is internationally recognized as a pace setter in the formulation and implementation of these regulatory policies. This is a quick shift. I mean, from the Nigerian government going from not wanting to have anything to do with crypto and outlawing the practice of cryptocurrency trading and blockchain technology, to actually trying to get involved by maybe regulating them. I think it's a start. I mean, from zero love to regulatory love. it's a start, and we hope to see that Nigerian government or the SEC will get more involved in not just regulating, but also promoting cryptocurrency adoption in the country. Moving on to the next headline, half of South Africans will invest in crypto if banks provided such services, according to a very recent survey.
The outcomes of a recent survey have shown that South Africans would be inclined to invest in cryptocurrency and digital assets if such infrastructure was made readily available to them. Of the total number of surveyed participants, 53% indicated interest in the affirmative of vesting their resources in digital assets if knowledge of how to do so was made available. Although South Africa is ranked second in terms of crypto adoption in Africa, this is a call for more cryptocurrency and blockchain technology education outreaches to enlighten people in the region about what crypto is all about. The more familiar people become with a new concept or a technology, the easier it is for them to accept, adopt, and build from it as well. As, you know, a person who lives in the south of Africa, in the Lesotho myself, I am confirming this to say that I think if there were a lot more people who were able to access that information, they would be more interested in it. I know the banks here, when they see Forex, they tell you don't do it. You know, so anything Forex related, they just tell you that it's a scam. So, of course, people are going to assume that cryptocurrency is a scam, too. And I can't blame them. Our banks and our governments and all the educational systems have worked to convince people that everything around that is a scam. So I think there's a lot that can be done in terms of educating, and educating does not have to be formal education. It can be just informing people, you know, letting people know what is what, because I know how difficult it was for me to even try to get in because I didn't know where anything was. So this could definitely go a long way. So if you're out there and you have an initiative that you're working on, keep working on it. And I hope it sees the light of day, because there are a ton of people who would benefit positively from what it is that you are creating. A leading African Web3 training initiative by Web3 Clubs announces its inaugural Web3 graduation in Kenya.
A graduation ceremony was held on the 30th of July 2022, marking the conclusion of a three-month coding bootcamp in Kenya. The event, sponsored by Web3 Clubs in partnership with BitKE, saw 25 certified developers graduate after learning to build and deploy smart contracts on the Near blockchain. During the graduation, students showcased their final projects, presenting their minimum viable product, MVPs, as visions built on the NEAR protocol, with the MVP standing a chance to get funded and accelerated into the Kanga incubation program. The Web3 clubs, however, do not intend to stop there, as they are planning to build high schools, colleges, and university communities for students to pursue Web3 engineering. I mean, this is really novel. Up till a couple years ago, nobody would have ever imagined such a thing as Web3 engineering or building schools or universities for learning Web3 only. But it's fantastic to see the direction in which this whole thing is moving. You know, the blockchain space, we're seeing more innovation, we're seeing more education, we're seeing more involvement. And the future seems very optimistic, very bright, especially for younger people. It's much easier now to get involved. If I remember correctly, the first time I heard about blockchain or cryptocurrency, there wasn't so much knowledge about it out there. So it was really hard for me to wrap my head around the concept, and there was not much effort about blockchain education or anything like that. But these days, it just seems to be so much easier. I mean, there is lots of education, lots of resources on the internet. We have all of these big players in the space doing the most to get people involved, to build a developers community or several developers community. We had Bitcoin do that. We had FTX do that. We had Binance do that. And now we have NEAR Protocol doing that also. And I think it's all pretty good to see how well this is coming together for Africa. And definitely there's a lot of space for involvement, especially for the younger generation. Anyway, moving on to the next headline. South Africa inflation hits 7.4%, which is the highest figure in 13 years.
Inflation remains a thorn in the flesh of many African countries. South Africa is caught in this ravaging web, with a recent report showing that the country has hit its highest percentage of inflation rate in 13 years. Standing at 7.4%, this figure is a 0.9% increase from May 2022. That is just in a month. Fuel and food prices are also at all-time highs, with fuel prices up by 45.3% as of June 2022. This has, of course, triggered an increase in the cost of essential food items and the overall cost of living. It is scary. I don't even know how to fully explain this, but it feels like the world is moving and you're left behind. You know, prices keep going up and you are able to afford less and less. You keep working, you still have a job, but you are able to afford less. So that is to say that you would think the first thing to do would be for people to expect to be paid more, but that's not how things work, unfortunately. Things just tend to cost more and then the wages just stay the same. In fact, I have seen a headline that I'm hoping was a fluke and somebody just made that up just to make people laugh, that it seems wages may be decreased to help with inflation. Like, it makes no sense to me, which is why I'm hoping that it was just somebody having cropped or edited something just to think that they were being funny. But that is very concerning if that is the case. Moving on to our next headline, Nigeria has the second largest market for cryptocurrencies in all of Africa in 2022. This is according to a report by BitGet.
Nigeria continues to set itself apart in crypto affairs on the African continent and currently holds the spot of the second largest market for cryptocurrencies in 2022. The report by BitGet reveals cryptocurrency education and adoption rates have exceeded that of traditional finance institutions by an astonishing 40%. Education has been an important driving force for boosting participation as more Nigerians are now enlightened about cryptocurrencies, their value, and how best to utilize them. Regardless of the current bear market, adoption rates have remained on the rise. Nigerians are not backing down on the promise of cryptocurrency and blockchain technologies. This bodes hope for the financial future of the country. What one would normally think that with the prevailing bear market, I think we might be out of the bear market. I wouldn't say completely, but there is a lot of improvement across board. But the fact that we still have a couple people, you know, trying to get into space and get even more involved, it's just pretty good to see that despite everything that is going on, prevailing adoption still continues to go up. It's like people are saying, It doesn't matter what it looks like right now. We will stay with this. We will stick with this. And it's really fantastic to see how dogged people can be about this technology. And I'm excited for it and about it. On to the next headline. Gaming Guild announces Africa's first crypto gaming event, the Gamathon.
The top blockchain guilds and players from all across Africa and the world will attend this massive virtual gaming event, which is slated to be aired online across many platforms on Saturday, August the 13th of 2022. The efforts of the guild are channeled towards removing barriers that inhibit the participation of young persons in gaming and unlocking a path for them to earn up to $10,000 a month from gaming. This prospect signals a new era of prosperity for young Africans in the gaming space. That is exciting. As a person who grew up as a gamer, I can tell you that this could change a lot of lives, because there are countless people who are streamers on various channels, and they make an entire living. Their entire life is them playing games and having the time of their life. And I personally think that it's about time that Africans are able to access the same opportunities. It's about time that we're able to make livings and make careers and shape our lives off of things that we absolutely enjoy. It does not have to be that all the time we have to constantly be fighting to, you know, have suit and tie, blue collar type jobs for us to be able to get anywhere. I think that the same opportunities that they have elsewhere, we need to have them here. So Gamic Guild, you have my full support, and I hope I'll be able to stream it myself to be able to watch it, because Gamathons are fun. They are the absolute fun. So I'm looking forward to this, most definitely. Moving on to our next headline, Zimbabwe's government adopts strategies to save the economy as the inflation rate surges past 250%.
Now, despite efforts by the Zimbabwean government to curb rising inflation, it continues to be a menace as inflation rate has reached an all-time high. A recent report has revealed that the current rate of inflation has surged past 250%. A significant increase from the last reported rate of about 191.6% in June of 2022. The country has made moves to solve this problem, including increasing its benchmark rate from 80% to a current all-time high of 200%. The country has also attempted to use the gold backing system to stabilize its currency. These measures have, however, proved unsuccessful till now. The Zimbabwean dollar continues to diminish in value and has depreciated against the dollar by at least 72% since the start of the year. Now, I personally think that the problem, okay, not personally, I think it's probably common knowledge by now, that the problem of inflation is not local to just one single country in Africa. It's a problem that sweeps across board. We have it in Africa, have it in Nigeria, we have it in Ghana, we have it in Zimbabwe, we have it in South Africa, we have it everywhere. And it just seems like we still do not have a lasting solution to try and solve this problem of how to prevent inflation or how to keep these rates from going up and up. And it's a real problem for us, because imagine having to implement all of these measures to keep inflation rates down and still nothing. So it's just painful to see that in the end, the people who bear the brunt of this will be the citizens of the country, who will have to live with rising costs of goods and services. And in most cases, wages remain the same, but then the cost of things always go up, and then people always have to suffer for it. So I just feel like it's time for Africa as a continent to sort of develop a roadmap to fighting inflation. And when I say Africa as a continent, I mean we're all in this together. This is a problem that sweeps across board. So a solution for one should mean a potential solution for all. I mean, I know that all countries probably operate different financial mechanisms, but I feel like there has to be a common solution to this common problem. And I'm really looking forward to see how all of this would probably get resolved in the near future, or I don't know, maybe in the distant future. On to the last but not least headline of the week. We're back again to the Central African Republic, which has begun sales of the Sango coin at launch.
As it seems to be becoming tradition for us, we're here with an update of the Sango protocol or the Sango coin project. The Central African Republic finally launched their Sango coin project. They began their sales of their national cryptocurrencies on July the 25th of 2022. With just over 5% of the tokens being sold hours after launch, eyebrows are being raised as regards to the credibility of the project. Only about $1.09 million has been sold out of the initial $21 million on offer. That is concerning. Top cryptocurrency analysts commented on the situation, saying that the project's failure to sell out of its initial mint was a bad sign and that it lacked one of the asset's key advantages, a lack of state involvement, because what was built is wholly governed by the government. That is 1.09 is small. So it's barely even, you know, a reasonable percentage, I think, of a $21 million offer. Or rather, 21 million on offer. So I guess, you know, we will have to see what happens now. We will have to see how they bounce back. We'll have to see what the alternative is. Surely, you know, we all know, those of us who are in the NFT space, you know that if you have a roadmap, you need to have plans to say, what if this doesn't sell out? What if this only gets to 10% or 15% or 20 or 30 or whatever? So I'm hoping that they had some kind of a roadmap. Of course, I'm not going to hold my breath. You never know. But I am hoping that there was some kind of alternative plan to say, if this does not go how we intended for it to go, this is the plan that we have in place to make things continue to move forward, because the project cannot end simply because you did not sell out, because there is still $1.09 million for you to account for. You need to use that positively. You know, unless you're going to give it back to the people, you need to figure out how you're going to make do with what it is that you have. So I hope this is a lesson to all project founders, all countries, all states, all governments, to say, if you're going to do something, do it with your entire being, do it with your whole heart, and have a plan for, you know, those just in case moments, because it's part of life. And with that, thank you so much for tuning into this week's news update. Just a reminder that none of what we share here is financial advice, only the opinions of the individuals that make this show possible. You can always use the links in the show notes to do your own research. And remember, if you come across any piece of news that you think you would like to have us shed some light on, feel free to share that with us on our social media or any of our email addresses. Of course, don't forget to subscribe, share, and leave a rating on whatever platform it is you're listening from. After all, we are our own wildest dreams, the hope of our own tomorrow. So, until next time, keep innovating.